This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jamie Fettig, founder and president at VVAS LLC, which is a non-invasive fat loss treatment. Dr. Fettig, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
And certainly our pleasure. So tell us, what is VVAS and how does it all work?
VVAS is a light-based machine that causes your fat cells to open up. Out comes the fat contents, the water, glycerol, and free fatty acids. The fat cell shrinks, and people shrink is the short version.
Now, Dr. Fettig, all of our listeners have heard about calories in, calories out, but tell us, why is calories in, calories out a myth?
Exactly. So a couple of things before I get to that, to kind of precursor. So actually, let me start with it right away. So the calories in, calories out is a myth that was propagated by the sugar industry in the 1970s using marketing campaigns. What they were trying to say is that, hey, we know that sugar probably isn't the best for you, but, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with losing or gaining weight. You just have to, you know, exercise more and eat less. Calories in, calories out, net being less. And if you just exercise more and eat less, well, then you'll lose weight. And all of their studies that they did weren't actually studies as much as just they paid medical doctors to get behind them and say, yes, we agree to this. And that was the essence of it. And then they did a big marketing campaign to do it. There's not actually any scientific evidence that supports that. And nowadays, right, 40 years later, there's a ton of scientific evidence that actually supports the exact opposite. And if you look at your life, the real world experience actually supports the exact opposite. So what is actually true, right, instead of the calories in, calories out myth, is that you have your body is either into fat burning mode or fat storage mode. Now, let me explain a little bit of background, which I was going to start with a second ago, but we're doing it now. So your body has the same number of fat cells you've had since puberty, right? Every medical textbook says that. So if you have the same number of fat cells you've had basically since puberty, why do we weigh more? Well, the answer is because our fat cells get bigger as we go through life. And the reason they get bigger is because our body is releasing fat storage hormones that tell our body to store fat. Now, your body is inherently lazy, meaning that if you contract your bicep muscle, your tricep or the opposite muscle automatically relaxes through what's called reciprocal inhibition. When you release insulin, which lowers your blood sugar level, there's another chemical in your body called glucagon, which actually raises your blood sugar levels, and that glucagon chemical gets shut down when the insulin is released. It's always not doing the opposite thing. That's efficiency or laziness, depending on how you want to look at it. So that efficiency of the body saves energy. It biologically helps preserve us throughout time, right? So what happens now in today's world is that we have these things that stimulate our body to release the fat storage hormones, and then there's other things that we normally don't do in today's society that cause our body to release the fat burning hormones. And until you actually do things that cause the body to release the fat burning hormones, no matter how much you diet and exercise, you're not going to really lose the weight. And that's what so many of us have had the experience of in today's world, is that we do eat less, we do exercise more, but we still don't really lose. And that's the reason why.
Fantastic explanation. Thanks for that. So tell us, why is our body stuck in fat storage mode? Get into some of those details.
That's a great question. Everything you do in your life is either moving you towards fat burning or fat storage. Now, some things affect that more. So I've narrowed it down to 14 different things in your life, and I'm just going from memory, so I may not get all of them here, but there's 14 different things that you do in your life that promote fat storage and not fat burning. And most of us in today's world, we do many of them. So keep track, count, and I'll try and get as many as I can from memory. But the first and the biggest one is, have you ever lost your keys? What do you try and do? You find them. Have you ever lost your glasses? What do you try and do? You find them. If you lose your kid, what do? You try and find them, right? So have you ever lost weight and found it again? right? Of course you have, right? That's what most of us experience, because when you focus on losing weight, your body is programmed to find what you lost through everything else in our life. And so you have to shift from focusing on losing weight to shifting your focus on being your ideal weight. And if you're just focusing on losing weight, that's one of the things that causes your body to be in fat storage mode. Another one is not resetting the internal weightostat of your body, right? Now, when I say the weightostat, what I mean is that it's like the thermostat of your house, right? If you set the thermostat at 72 degrees and you open the windows and it's winter, the thermostat kicks on the heater and warms it up. If you, you know, open the windows in the middle of summer, the thermostat kicks on the AC and cools it down. And even if it's super hot or super cold and you shut the windows, the thermostat then brings the house back to that 72 setting. It's the same thing with your weightostat, is that if you, you know, just do things to change your weight and then you stop doing them, close the windows, the weightostat in your body brings your body's weight back to that normal setting, and it has to be changed, right? Some other things that people do are stress is a big one, right? When you have stress, any sort of physical, emotional, or mental stress in your life, when you have stress, it stimulates the hormones, the same hormones that actually cause your body to store fat. It's a protective mechanism that, you know, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, the only time we really had stress was when we were being chased by a lion. And so whether or not, you know, we were fat or not made no difference if we didn't get away from the lion, right? So those are, you know, but nowadays, any form of physical, mental, emotional stress that we experience many times throughout the day causes our body to store the fat, right? Other things that many people do, caffeine. Right? Do you drink caffeine? Right? For most of us, the answer is yes. And caffeine stimulates cortisol, right, which causes our body to store fat. Right? Other things that we do is drink alcohol. 70% of Americans drink alcohol, and alcohol stimulates insulin, which causes our body to store fat. Right? A couple other things that we do is overeat. Right? So many Americans, we overeat. And what does overeating do? It stimulates the hormones that tells our body, hey, store fat. Right? Other things that we do is skip meals. Skipping meals tells our body to store fat. Why? Well, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, if you skipped a meal, it's probably because there was no food around. And our body thinks, hey, there's a famine. We should start storing food for until this famine's over. Right? So, again, I think I'm at 5 or 6 now, right? Some of the other things are chronic or reoccurring pain, right? Recurring headaches, reoccurring backaches, reoccurring, you know, chronic knee pain, reoccurring knee pain, right? Any sort of pain in our body that constantly is coming back, right, or constantly there, what that does is, you know, again, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, you break your ankle, you sprain your ankle, and you have pain, and your body says, oh, I might not be able to go hunt and gather food, so therefore I should store the food that I am eating again, right? Puts your body into fat storage mode, right? Poor sleep habits. Right? Same thing. You're not sleeping properly. You're taking more than 5 or 10 minutes to fall asleep. You're waking up, you know, not rested. You're waking up multiple times in the middle of the night. That's poor sleep habits. And what that does is it causes your body to actually go into fat storage mode. Right? Another big one in our world today is toxins. Right? Toxins, there's 80,000 chemicals that the FDA has said are safe. And only 20,000 of those chemicals have actually been studied for their safety and efficacy, meaning that 60,000 chemicals would just said, oh, yep, we're safe. We're just saying logically we think they're safe, right? And we all know the FDA has made major mistakes before in the past. So what's to say they haven't made some with those 80,000 chemicals? They have, right? Our body wasn't designed to process 80,000 chemicals. It was designed to process 4: alcohol, tobacco, dirt, you know, coffee. Like that's really the extent of most of our, you know, thousands of years of humanity. That's, you know, that's what we've been designed to process. And now with all the chemicals we have, our body can't process them. So what does it do? It stores those toxins in the fat cells as a way to kind of wrap them up in bubble wrap and deal with them later, right? So toxins cause your body to go into fat storage mode. All right. So I think I'm at 7 or 8 now. Let's see if I can think of a few more. But you're starting to get the idea that it's not just about calories in, calories in. It's about all these different major influencing factors on whether they stimulate the fat burning hormone or the fat storage hormones. And until you shift that scale, until you shift the mass of these 14 things so that now you're doing more that causes you to be in fat burning mode, it doesn't matter how much you diet and exercise, you're not going to see the result.
And I'm certain that I'm not the first to find this as eye-opening today. We are with Dr. Jamie Fettig, founder and president at VVAS LLC, which is a non-invasive fat loss treatment here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Weight Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Fettig, how can we get our bodies into fat-burning mode? That's what we really want to hear.
The easiest way would be to go into a free consultation to any of the certified and trained VVAS practitioners around the United States. And the easiest way to find them is to go to vvaz.org. That's VEVAZZ.org. Go there and you can find a certified and trained practitioner near you, and they do free consultations to help you to help see how to get your body back on track and actually get the results you want with minimal effort.
Yeah, I like that minimal effort there. Now, talk about the fact that the fat cells remain alive and what advantage that provides in the case of future weight gain.
Yeah, so one of the big things is that so many of the other techniques and systems and programs out there, what they do is they actually kill the fat cell. Now, on the surface, everybody goes, oh, that's great, because then the fat won't come back. Well, remember I said earlier, you have the same number of fat cells you've had your entire life. They just get bigger and smaller. So if you go and kill fat cells, for instance, say in your stomach, but then you don't change those 14 factors that are putting your body into fat-burning mode every day of most Americans' life, if you don't change those things, you're going to gain the fat back again in the future. But now, because you killed the fat cells in your stomach, the fat cells in your elbows, the fat cells in your knees, the fat cells in your back, those are now going to get bigger, and now you're going to look even more silly than before you went into another technique that killed those fat cells to get those, you know, quick results that you think are permanent but really aren't so permanent because the fat's going to come back somewhere else later on in life.
Lastly, why is VVAS safer than laser treatments that kill fat cells?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of techniques out there like CoolSculpt and Sculpture and you know, and other laser and radio frequency and ultrasonic cavitation machines. There's so many different ones out there. And what they're doing is when they actually go in and kill the fat cell, like you now know how that's not a good idea, but what happens is in killing the fat cell, there are a lot of negative side effects that can happen. You're probably going to end up with a lot of pain. You might end up with scarring, bruising. You might end up with permanent scarring. You might end up with permanent deformities because since we're actually doing it in a semi-invasive way where we're killing stuff, the body has to adapt and compensate. And if your body can't, that's when you end up with a lot of those complications. Some of those techniques have as high as a 15 to 20% side effect rate, meaning that 15 to 20% of the people who go in for those invasive ways that kill the fat cells, whether it's laser, whether it's freezing, whether it's, you know, ultrasonic cavitation, doesn't matter. If you're 15% of them to 20% of them have negative side effects that result in permanent, you know, scarring, permanent things that now you're just stuck with. There's nothing you can really do about it. And sorry, there's no way to predict what 15 or 20% it's going to be. It just either happens to you or it doesn't. That means one out of five, one out of six people who go in for those procedures usually end up with some sort of permanent negative side effect.
Well, Dr. Fettig, it certainly has been informational. We can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today and introduce this non-invasive fat loss treatment through VVAS. Tell us, where can listeners get all the details and also be in touch?
Yeah, again, my recommendation is go to vvaz.org, VEVAZZ.org. Look up a practitioner area and go in for a consultation and see, you know, how they're going to help you. They'll tell you what's wrong. They'll tell you if they can help or not. They'll tell you how long it's going to take if they can help. And they'll tell you how much it's going to cost, all with no obligation or pressure. And then you can decide, you know, is that something that you want to do?
Again, Dr. Fettig, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking once again with Dr. Jamie Fettig, founder and president at VVAS LLC, which is a non-invasive fat loss treatment. And for further details and to learn more, visit vvaz.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.